Each season has that one constellation that serves as a signpost to the sky. In winter, it was Orion the Hunter, but in spring, Orion has drifted so far into the west that we need a new group of stars to guide us. Many stargazers use the zodiacal constellation of Leo the Lion. Leo is marked by the star Regulus, a medium bright star in the lion's heart, poised high in the south after dark. Even though it appears of just moderate brightness, Regulus is a blue-white star 4 times bigger than our Sun. That translates into 350 times the energy of our star, but at 77 light-years away, it fades to an average magnitude. To the left or east of the main is a right triangle of moderately bright stars that represent the hindquarters and tail. In fact, the star at the eastern end is called Denebola, which literally translates into the lion's tail. If you go back and follow the stars above Regulus, you'll see a pattern that looks like a backward question mark, or if you prefer, a hook. This traces out the mane and head of the lion. Look for the star at the left end of the hook that's almost equal in brightness to Regulus. This is Algeba, and marks one of the finest double stars in the spring sky. In a small telescope, you'll need about 100 power to cleanly split the pair. The brighter of the two has a golden amber color. This is Gamma Leonis A, slightly cooler than our Sun, but 23 times larger in diameter. Gamma Leonis B, the companion star, looks fainter and has a yellowish-white color. The two stars take about 500 years to orbit around one another. With the Delta College Planetarium in Bay City, I'm Mike Murray.